Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento calling from Argon Opinion Surveys. Today I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Is this Miranda Raymond?
I'm sorry, what was that last bit? Is this what? Is this who?
Miranda Raymond.
No.
No?
No, this is not. No Miranda Raymond here. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make sure this is as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Are you in
and,
a place?
And what organization are you calling from?
Opinion Research. That's the name
Opinion
of the organization.
Research.
Yep. National Opinion
All right.
Research.
Okay.
Yeah, are
yeah,
you
I have a few minutes.
Are you in a place when you can talk safely, sir?
Yes.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And what is your age?
I have to think about that. What am I? I'm 73.
73. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American.
White mixed. Caucasian.
White Caucasian, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is MAGA Republicans.
1.
Republicans in Congress.
The House or the Senate. That's a tough call. You can't just... The broad question. I would say 40.
What about Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
Wait. Let me go back. So the response is 1 to 100, right? And 100 is very favorable. Hang on. Very favorable and then neutral. And then going in the other direction is very unfavorable. Is
yes,
that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I would say Republicans... I would say 70.
Okay, what about Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
I don't really have an opinion on her. 50, neutral.
What about Kamala Harris?
100.
What about J.D. Vance?
And he's smart. 55.
What about Donald Trump?
10.
What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. This is very good. 80.
What about Democrats in Congress?
Seventy-five.
What about Janelle Bynum?
I'm sorry, who?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. No opinion, 50.
What about Project 2025?
Ten.
Perfect. Thank you so much. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections?
I hope Kamala Harris. Listen, I've got another call coming in, so I'm going to have to cut off. Thank you.
Can I call you back? Can I call you back?
Yes, you can call me back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'll be calling you back in a couple of minutes. Thank you, sir.